Hi, this is Mick Murphy of the System. Please don't disturb this groove. Stay right here with the Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio and the rebirth of the Quiet Storm right here at www.lotlradio.com.
LOTL Radio. Hope everybody's having a fantastic Thursday. My goodness, what, 17 days before jolly old Saint Nick joins us. I want to send out a very special thank you to the incredible Denny Hines. Thank you so much, my love, for joining us. And be sure, family, to purchase her new album, The Soul Sessions, available everywhere. But speaking of soul, this incredible singer, songwriter, his eighth studio album, self-titled studio album, with the hit single from the album, of course, Insane, featuring the captivating Miss Margot Bingham. Lord have mercy. So on behalf of the Zone and of course myself, the Teddy Bear, it is my pleasure to welcome to LOTL Radio the incredible Mr. Eric Benet. Brother Benet, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing good, man. How about yourself? Thanks for that great intro.
The pleasure is definitely all mine. First and foremost, congratulations on a wonderful new project, man. We've been waiting a long time to get that 8 studio album out.
Yeah, man, it's the reaction has been incredible. I couldn't be happier with how people have been receiving it. You know, the first single, Sunshine, shot to the top of the charts, and it looks like we're about to do a repeat with the second single that you just perfectly set up, Insane.
Man, you know, I've been following your career for a long time, and one of the things that I find so refreshing with you and also artists like Kenny Lattimore is that, man, you give 200% of yourself in your music. I mean, emotionally, vulnerability. You truly believe in your emotions and you and how it's able to resonate to the listeners. Can you explain to the listeners out there what it means to you to share so much of yourself through your music?
Well, I think you just tapped on it. I think if you're going to be an artist, my understanding of that word is just, you know, it's almost synonymous with vulnerability. You know, you gotta be able to delve into those parts of yourself that you know, you're uncomfortable looking at, talking about, sharing with other people. And I think that's where you find the good art, you know. And I think the public can really tell when art is created solely for you know, for fame or just for popularity versus when it's created as some spiritual or therapeutic process for the artist. The public knows the difference between that honesty. And so I think with every album that I do, I try to, for a lack of a better term, keep it real, you know, like just real with what's going on with me, where I've been, where I'm going, and where I hope to go.
Well, you know, I've seen the transition as far as your music has concerned, and what I mean by that is that you can pretty much tell what a true artist is going through their music.
Yeah.
And I see yourself emotionally and mentally. You're in a great place, man. Isn't it wonderful to have a loving family, a supportive family? can you speak to the listeners out there about what it has meant to you to have that kind of stability in your life?
Yeah, man. Can you imagine having everything you always wanted but having nobody to share it with? You know?
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's like so family is everything. Family is you know, I wake up every morning with my, you know, my little 4-year-old or my 2-year-old waking me up, or my wife, you know, giving me that morning loving greeting. And it's like, you know, nothing's better than that. Nothing's better than
right.
that. Nothing is better, and nothing gives you more strength and more motivation to go out in the world and be better and do better than knowing you have all that to share it with. So I thank you for saying that you can hear that in my music, because I'm definitely not trying to hide it. And if you listen between the lyrics and the melody, you definitely can come to that conclusion. So thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. Absolutely. I mean, I'm going all the way back to Pretty Baby, and the yearning, the desire of having that special someone who is supportive, understanding, loving, and then going on this journey of music to explore that side of you and divulge so much of your personality through your music, man. It touches and captivates so many listeners. And listening to the new album, the new self-titled album, and you did an extraordinarily fantastic job, just not vocally, but also sonically through the music. You did a wonderful job. What was the process like for you when you walked in the studio and you first said, you know what, this is where my mindset is, this is what I want to do?
Thank you for that, man. Yeah, I think for me, I just, you know, I've experimented with all aspects of, not all aspects, but I've experimented with drum machines and drum loops and sequencing and all kinds of things like that. And I always keep just coming back throughout my career. I always come back to live instruments because there's nothing that can communicate human emotion like humans. So I understand that I didn't. I also wanted this project to somehow retain like a feeling of being current and relevant, but still, when you, like any song on the album, if you like deconstruct it, it's mainly all live instrumentation, and it's just how you assemble it all. And so that was really important to me. The subtle imperfections in both the instruments, the bass player, the guitar player, the piano, and the subtle imperfections of, you know, my voice. You know, when you're not using auto tune and auto correct and all these things, you get to really feel the vulnerability, because vulnerability is perfectly imperfect, and so is a great vocal, and so is a great track, and
absolutely,
so is anything that's actually worth it. It has its own personality, which is basically another word for imperfections. So
yes, absolutely. Well, it definitely resonated. And I said, you know, when I listened to your 2012 album, The One, and I said, you know, I'd like to compare as far as the growth of an artist. And I see the growth, man. I really see the growth. For you as an, you know, from a personal standpoint, how have you seen your growth as a songwriter?
I think I chalk it up to just gratitude, man. It's like when wonderful things, when I'm blessed with wonderful things in my life, and I just, I think the more that I express my gratitude and show how grateful I am for this life that I have, I think it kind of just naturally manifests itself in whatever I'm creating, you know? And so I appreciate that. I just, I don't know, that's the best explanation I can think of. Because I think when you're, when you spend a lot of time obsessing about what's not right in your life or what you don't have or what's not going well, I think that becomes kind of like a vacuum in your soul,
right.
You know, and it's almost like holding you back from your full potential, you know.
That's
so
negative
I think
energy.
Exactly, and
yeah,
I think man. Once you just start focusing on all the good, it just kind of like opens up a levee of creativity and like more good. So.
Absolutely. Now I'm going to show you how far back I go. I remember an interview that you did almost, my God, I'll say 9 years, going on 10 years ago. And
okay.
You said, you know what, awards and everything are nice, but that's not why I'm in this. It doesn't mean anything to me. It's all about the art. It's about the art of communicating. And what I see in you as an artist, when you're able to show your perfections, but also sharing your imperfections as a man, because I've always said that we as men, we have a tendency to micromanage our emotions. And we all need an outlet where we can express that vehicle through our music. What do you feel as far as the creative process, from a scale from 1 to 10, how do you think you did as far as being able to show that side of yourself through the new self-titled album?
That's a great question, man. I honestly feel that with each project I put out, I am expressing myself on a, like, at that point in my life, I'm expressing myself to the best of my ability, to the tools that I got at that moment. So, something else you said in this interview, you said early on, you said you really hear the growth. And if people can hear that and feel that, more importantly than hear it, then I think that I'm doing my job as an artist. I think if you can go back and listen to my first, you know, my first solo album like 20 years ago and,
oh, yeah.
and appreciate where I was then, but then, you know, listen to this project right now and almost like hear the journey and the maturation, then yeah, I'm doing my job as somebody who's trying to like express his creative journey. So thank you for that.
Right. Because you've always had a steadfast mentality about that. You know, when you come into the industry, so, oh, you know, he's you know, here's the next big thing. He's handsome. He has this particular look that's going to sell, that's going to do well to the buying public, because the record label looks at you as an entity, a cash cow.
A
product. And they dehumanize what you really are. For you being an independent artist and having that level of control over your music, can you somewhat express in words what it means you have that kind of creative control over your music?
Well, there's nothing like it. And being somebody who was part of the, the Brothers, most like the height of the industry, and you hit the nail on the head. I mean, they look at every artist not as like this emotive, expressive, spiritual being, but they look at every artist as like just another box of toothpaste that they're trying to sell. And it's like, okay, how are we gonna make this toothpaste sound better than Crest or Colgate? You know, So it's like, being able to have complete autonomy and just focus on my craft, like, I don't think about that stuff. And, you know, superficial and surface appeal that the record label may deem as so valuable and they put so much energy into, like, you know, your look or the clothes that you wear, or who you're dating at the time, they may try to accentuate those things, Not always, but, you know, I mean, you just look at you look at what celebrity means today. It's like we live in a world of reality TV, and we live in a world where our president basically just won by becoming a bombastic reality TV star, you know? So it's like the substance is unfortunately hasn't always been the most important equation, part of the equation. So having my own label, I make sure that the substance is what's most important. The substance is what people are going to get when they purchase one of my projects, or any artist that I'm working on, or any project that I'm working on. They're going to know that, you know, there's definitely layers and depth to it.
Right. You know, it's amazing, man. Looking back on your career when you started, there was no social media, no Twitter, no Facebook,
right.
None of it. And
right.
Just like with anything, there's a good and there's a bad. I think it's a great vehicle or tool to promote your music, because there was a time when an artist had to city to city, state to state, different radio stations to promote their music. And now from the confines of your home or the recording studio, you can reach everywhere and anywhere internationally promote your product. But the flip side of that is that, like anything in life, we have a tendency to be a little bit too greedy, and we want to delve into an artist's personal life, and it gets to a point where it just becomes tedious. How have you been able to kind of manage the Eric Benet artist life but the personal life and keep it kind of in check and keep it still private?
I think it's just, you look at all these new forms of social media. It's basically just another form of communication, you know. It's another form of language, you know. And it's just like with how we speak to each other, you know, we all have thousands of words that we can use to communicate a concept to somebody, and it's up to us to use words that uplift and heal and positively affirm, or we can use words that demonize or diminish hold someone down. And I think it's the same thing with like social media, you know. I mean, I can use that to try to express positively what's going on in the world, positively what's happening in my life, to try to inspire and try to uplift, while at the same time, you know, not delving too much into my own personal business that I don't want to share. But it all comes back to just expressing the positivity. And that's what I try to do whenever I'm on Twitter, Instagram, and all that stuff.
Yeah, it's real easy to be brave behind a keyboard. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Very easy to be.
Yeah. True.
Very easy, very easy. For those who are tuning in late, shame on you, but the teddy bear does forgive you. We're being joined this afternoon by the incredible Mr. Eric Benet. Now, the new single that's been released from the self-titled album, Insane. The cinematography is incredible. And you and Margot Bingham, Lord have mercy. The teddy bear's had a Jones up. Jones for her since she was on Boardwalk Empire. Lord have mercy.
She's amazing.
Yes, she is. Who came up with the concept for the video?
Well, the concept is pretty much my concept, and as we've been talking about throughout this whole interview, like, I try to keep it real and just show what's really going on in my life, and that's, you know, that being a father of a a 25-year-old, but my wife and I, we have a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old, so anybody out there who knows parenthood you have to be very strategic in choreographing Mama Daddy time.
Yes, Lord.
That time, whenever you're able to seize it, you try to make the most out of it and the best out of it. And oftentimes that can be comical. Oftentimes that can be clumsy, but it's really important. And so that's really what we tried to capture with the video.
It's funny that you mentioned that. I mean, I remember times, you're sitting on the couch and you're kind of hugged up and snuggled up watching a good movie to one another. You're enjoying each other's company, and all of a sudden you get Mommy, Daddy, and you're like, oh, Lord.
Right. Yeah. And hopefully clothing hasn't come off by that
point. Yeah.
Like, Daddy, what are you doing to Mommy? What's going on?
Man,
well,
I know.
That's real.
Oh, man. But you know what? It's a beautiful thing, man. And speaking of a beautiful thing, let's get into it. The new hit single from the incredible new 8th studio album, self-titled album from the incredible Mr. Eric Benet, Insane, featuring Margot Bingham, here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
Hey, my love.
What's going on? Where are the boys?
The boys are at your sister's for the entire night.
Okay. Hi, baby.
Hi, baby.
Daddy says hi. You guys okay? Yeah, you alright? Good. Yeah, we're just hanging out.
Okay. Okay. I love you.
Okay.
I love you. Love you. Bye.
Babe? There's a girl
featuring the incredible Margot Bingham in the zone of LOTO Radio. Remember, family, the new album is available as we on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. And for those that like a little bit more adventures, you can always head over to Amazon.com. It's a beautiful thing, Eric Benet. My goodness. And we're not done yet. We got some more treats from you. Actually, another single from Eric Benet's new album. So, title album is 8th studio album. My goodness, man. Time flies by when you're having fun. 18 days? My station manager's looking at me and saying, yeah, we're getting closer and closer to Christmas. Yes, we are. It's been so many things I like to say to everyone. It's definitely been an incredible 2016, but what I'll do, I'll divulge a little bit more, but while I got you here, like Linus's blanket, let's get lost in some more Eric Benet from a self-titled album, of course, Sunshine, featuring another incredible songstress, Tamia, here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
Oh, baby.
The way